Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in Acts chapter 6, talking about threats to the church that may not seem like real threats. And the apostles, the leaders of the church, face a problem. Some certain people were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food and supplies. Well, the apostles recognize the problem, and they know that something needs to be done to fix the situation. And it appears like a suggestion has been made to the apostles about how to go about fixing the problem. And the suggestion seems to be, hey, apostles, couldn't you just make sure the whole Hellenist thing is getting taken care of and that they're getting what they need? Well, thankfully, the apostles were wise enough to guard against that solution. And even though the suggestion was not intended as a threat against the movement of the church, that's actually what it was. Listen to Acts chapter 6, verses 2 through 4. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The apostles tell the church, we must give ourselves to prayer and preaching. If they do not give themselves to these two things, there might be unity, but there will be no power in the pulpit. There will be no anointing in the preaching. You see, the apostles knew their calling. They had received it from Jesus, and they knew that anything that distracted from the calling would harm the church. Jesus had appeared to them and discipled them for 40 days after the resurrection and had commissioned them to be witnesses, testifiers, proclaimers to his resurrection. And if they slacked in that calling, they would really no longer have a church, but just a club. They knew that the majority of their time needed to be reserved for prayer and preaching and teaching. And without that time spent in study, the preaching would be lackluster. I was told early on in my ministry that a pastor can either be good at golf or he can be good at preaching, but he can't be good at both. Why not? Well, because preaching demands time and study, and so does golf or hunting or fishing or a host of many other things. A preacher can't afford to be an expert in anything else except the word. It demands time for prayer, time for wrestling with a passage, time for interpreting words and interpreting cultures. There's a good principle for all of us to learn, and that is to protect your calling. You can't do everything. You can't be a part of every ministry. And that's okay because you're not supposed to be. So don't feel guilty about it. You see, the apostles knew their calling, and they knew their priority, and they protected it. If you know your gifting is not in children's ministry, don't sweat it. That doesn't mean you can't pray for children's ministry or support it. It may just mean that you don't need to teach the second graders. The last thing we need are people who are present for ministry but not passionate in that ministry. We don't want people merely involved. We want them engaged. Guilt leads to involvement. Calling leads to engagement. Trying to earn righteousness leads to dreary involvement, but grace leads to devoted engagement. But listen carefully. Every one of you who are born again should be playing a role somewhere. I believe a consistent place of ministry should be had by all. So where has the Lord called you to serve? Or where are you serving that the Lord hasn't called you to? You might just be filling a spot that the Lord has for someone else. When you pray today, please pray for Dennis and Ada Lopez and their children, Raquel, Heidi, and Helen, as they serve in Honduras. And these people that we ask you to pray for every day are part of the global missions movement in the BMA. And we have World Missions Day coming up this Sunday. Also, remember the Amari broadcast in the target area of Bolivia and Peru.